I want you to say it out loud with me. Being tense doesn't mean you're failing. It means you're alive. Bills, aches, relationships, traffic, news alerts. Life has its way of tightening our shoulders before we even notice, doesn't it? That's human. But choosing joy anyway, that's something else entirely. That's faith with its sleeves rolled up. Scriptures call it peace that surpasses understanding, which is Bible speak for this joy doesn't make sense on paper. It doesn't follow logic. It doesn't wait for circumstances to cooperate. It shows up uninvited and sits down anyway. I remember years ago, a bitter old woman in a wheelchair motioned me over and said, "Sonny, you smile too much. You're too happy." She was serious. I remember thinking to myself, whoa, what an odd complaint. But it stuck with me. I've learned that, you know, joy really does offend despair. Now, to be sure, joy isn't pretending life is easy. No, it's deciding that life is still good, even when it's hard. Giving thanks when things improve, that's not what it says. It says, give thanks in all things. All things. Thessalonians 5:18. Why? Because gratitude doesn't respond to joy. Gratitude creates it. You can be tense and thankful, tired and trusting, worried and worshipful. Yep, that's the miracle of faith. Flip it. Peace is not the absence of trouble, my friend. It's the presence of God right in the middle of it. And joy? Well, it's the quiet rebellion of the soul that says, hey, I'm alive, I'm grateful, and I refuse to wait for permission to be glad. Are you tense? Welcome to the human race. May I suggest the solution that's far better than those pills? Choose faith. Choose joy. Yep, they are choices. Your buddy Rob here with love and encouragement from my little old family to yours. What do you say we go make this day count?